Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Friday afternoon, we have made it. Yes. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Where are you going to find the raccoon in Ashland? Well, I know one place he's been. He's been right here in the former plaque shack, now known as Santa's waiting room. Because, gosh, it looks like a warehouse in here. I do my shopping early and often. I might even buy something for other people this year. I mean, I might. It's not a guarantee. No, I do have a variety of gifts for the family out here. I also have the first of my gifts because, frankly, I don't trust anybody else. Do you buy yourself anything? You think I'm joking. I'm very serious. 833-804-1140. That's the James River Air text line. Shoot me a note there. 833-804-1140. Now, this started a number of years ago for me. Heidi, God bless her, does wonderful work trying to buy things for me. And invariably, I guess I look at her like, I don't know, a drunk raccoon in the ABC store or something, because she's like, you don't like it? No, I love it. It's what I've always wanted. What exactly is it? And is that the only color? No, it's perfect. Perfect. Oh, my God. Now what am I going to do with this? Now, I don't say any of this stuff out loud, of course, because, you know, I've been married for like 108, 109 years. I know where to pick my battles, my friends, and that's not them. But all of that said, she realized a couple of years back with my Tecovas boots. Remember this? Right? I decided, because Glenn Beck continually was telling me about his Tecovas boots. Every time, Jeff, you got to get these boots. You got to get, oh, these boots are amazing. All right, Glenn, I got it. I'll get the boots. I'll get the boots. I love the boots. I love, you know, cowboy boots because I grew up in a row house in Northeast Philadelphia. Nothing says ethnic guy from working class, blue collar Oxford Circle like handmade cowboy boots. But sure. But he did. Like, every time that there was a chat, Jeff, you got to get these Tecovas boots. You got to get them. Okay. So I said to Heine, I said, hey, you know, Glenn is telling me I got to get Tecovas boots. At first she said, Glenn who? I said, well, Glenn Beck. Okay. I got it. I said, yeah. I said, Glenn, every time I say, you got to get these boots. Okay. She looks at me, says, you know, Glenn has ranches. Right, and for the record, that's not one ranch that Glenn has. Glenn has ranches, plural. There's something in Montana, there's something in Idaho, there's Texas. I think there are a few other states I don't even know about. But she said, so Glenn's got ranches and cattle. You won't even mow the lawn. Yeah, what's your point? I said, I want them. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'm a grown blank man. Well, I didn't say that out loud either, but I am. I'm a grown blank man, and I can afford these boots. So what I did say was, well, I like them. And she said, well, you should get them for yourself. And I thought, well, I'm going to. I'll show you. And I did. And I said, well, I am going to get them. She said, great. Make that, it was a birthday thing, I think, at first. She says, make that your birthday gift. Sign my name to the card. Perfect. So I love those boots. My original pair of Tecovas, oh, they're so well worn. Never polished them or anything like that. And then I got some other Tecovas. I don't like them nearly as much. I'm thinking about putting them on the Tecovas marketplace for slightly used boots. Sounds insane, I know, but they do. They have like a secondary marketplace for Tecovas boots. And some of the stuff increases in value, which to me makes no sense at all. But if somebody really does want to send me X number of dollars for a pair of boots that I wore twice and I only paid Y for them, I'm taking their money. I don't have any problem with that. So this year, I decided that I was getting myself. Not getting myself. That Heidi and the boys would be buying me a pair of Sperry Topsiders in navy blue that I've always wanted. Yeah. Yeah. They just fell on the floor. But they're hiding out here as well. I don't know whether to wrap them up and act surprised or just put them on and act surprised. But there you go. All right, I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. All right, let's see what we got here. 804, Jeff, I'm saying all schools are open on Monday. This is the other thing. I want to set an over-under on school closings for Monday. Because here's what's going to happen this weekend. We're going to be in the 40s during the day, which sounds wonderful, but we're down around 18 to 20 degrees overnight, which means everything is going to refreeze. And it's Monday morning, it's not going to be unfrozen in time for school buses on country roads. That's always the excuse. I was going to say that they're going to be closed, but now I'm wondering maybe a delay is the way to go. Anyway, 804 says this, Jeff, I say all of the school divisions are open on Monday. I just drove from Colonial Heights down to Cumberland, Maine, and secondary, nothing but wet. They're going to dry out tomorrow with sun and 45 degrees. Mike, now in Cartersville. All right, Mike. Well, I hope that's true. I hope that's the case. Ann says, Jeff, I'm going to go with schools opening 2 hours late on Monday. I think that's a very real possibility, and I really, really do. 804 says, Jeff, Ghazala Hashmi called a special session so that Winston Sears could not campaign or collect donations in the last week of the campaign. That said, Hashmi, who lives in Midlothian but has a quote-unquote residence in her district, did not attend one day of the special session, but she did collect the $240 plus of per diem from that day. Is that an ethics violation or a criminal offense? Huh. That's a good question. Now, that's the sort of question you'd have to ask the Attorney General of the Commonwealth. And, of course, in about, 6 weeks, the new Attorney General of the Commonwealth, Two Slug Jay, is, I'm thinking, going to think there's nothing wrong with that at all. All right. Hey, Jeff, 804 says, this is Berkeley in Mechanicsville. Berkeley says, hey, Jeff, after you retire and you really want something, you buy it. And I did exactly that last week at New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. Wink, wink. I went shopping there, too. I won't tell you what I bought. I'll give you the initials, all right? A-R. Let me see. 804 says, Jeff, I am a grown blank man. Also, I get what I want as long as my wife gives me permission. Yeah, I hear you. Hear you. All right. 434 says, Jeff, all of the schools will be open on Monday. I will bet you a pair of Tecovas. Are we betting your Tecovas or my Tecovas? Because if we're betting your Tacovas, I might take the bet. If we're betting mine, there may be a shipping and handling charge. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
So this morning on Richmond's Morning News, somebody said, do you have a recipe for great ice cream? I said, why? Are you going to make a Katzicle? I mean, Jeff Katz has everything else named after him. Hot dogs, olive oil, pizza, sandwiches. Hey, what about a Katzicle? What do you think a Katzicle would actually be made of? I said, Katz. Back to the Jeff Katz Show.
4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. The Katzicle, you say, Rich. The Katzicle. Well, funny you should mention that. No, it's just funny you should mention that, because I don't actually have a Katzicle, or I didn't even have one in the works. But, well, okay. You know, I love a good challenge, don't I? Germ, did you check the records? I do love a good challenge, right? I forget these things. I don't know. I probably do. Hey, it is Friday, which means, you know, it's Friday. It's Friday. It's the end of a snow day. It's the beginning of the weekend. So I know there's death and destruction we should probably be talking about, and all the politicians that stink and what have you.
Got hairy leg that turned blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
Yeah, that's not making me feel any better. No. We're done with him. He's done. Isn't he? Yeah, he's done. I think. I hope. Anyway, we just got some other stuff that we're dealing with. People have said, Jeff, when exactly will the Hanukkah music start? Well, we will, in fact, play the Hanukkah song at some point. I mean, we've got dreidel, and then we've got another version of dreidel. Well, we were busy. Did you know that? We were busy writing all the good Christmas songs. There was nothing left for the Hanukkah tunes, just the way it is. We got great food, though, I'll tell you that. Latkes. If you don't know what a latke is, and no, it's not the character from Taxi 1,000 years ago, fried potato pancake, which should only be eaten with sour cream, not applesauce. But some people do, in fact, eat it with applesauce. It's wrong, but it's still delicious. I got a little snippet here of sound that you do have to take a listen to. And I know. I told you we would take a pass on all the death and destruction. However, you do need to hear a little something here. CNN weighed in on Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. And it's just interesting. It's interesting to hear what they're saying, trying to figure out what their real messaging is. Germ, cut number two, please.
I think it's interesting. Also, you have people like Laura Loomer who are online saying, like, hey, this Venezuela, like, what's going on here? And it has put the administration at odds with that faction of MAGA, which is always changing a little bit, of people who are like, are we going to war? Because we said we're not doing foreign conflicts.
Well, we're not nation building is what was
you
really...
You think that's the distinction?
I think
I thought it was just stuff abroad.
I actually think, well, maybe for Laura Loomer, but I think for MAGA at all and for the Trump administration, it's nation building. They see themselves as a differentiator from the neocons in that sense. But going back to what Betsy was saying about being bombastic, I do think that that is part of the reason that Hegseth has the support of the administration right now. I also think it's the dirty little secret of Senate confirmations. If you want to push through X, Y, and Z through the Senate, you do not have time for another round of Senate confirmation hearings for the Secretary of Defense or Secretary of War or whatever we're calling Hegseth at the moment. That is a real distraction. And so this is what the administration's
balancing. So this is not a military term, but you're saying they're SOL. Like, basically, well, there's no other options out there.
There are no better options at the moment. And depending on how all of these death by a thousand cuts of Secretary Hegseth are going to mount up, at some point, they may make that decision. Right now, they're not there.
No, of course they're not there. You know why they're not there? Because there's no there. That's why they're not there. There's no there to be there with. It's not there. And it is Secretary of War. I don't like Pete Hegseth. Who cares? It's not serving for you, is he? I mean, is he serving at your pleasure, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, or is he serving at the pleasure of the president? Believe me when I tell you, if, in fact, there comes a point where President Trump says, I don't want this guy in that post anymore, you know what's going to happen? He'll no longer be in that post. That's the way that works. But it seems to me it's these folks, the nattering nabobs and the chattering folks over there on CNN and MS, whatever the heck it is, and the View, all they want to do is demean not just the president, but anybody who might support the president, anybody who might be serving the president. We got it. You hate him. Can we please move on? Get back to our regularly scheduled issues that need to be addressed. Coming up at 4:35, Stan Drewski is going to be here, speaking of regularly scheduled situations. Stan Andrewski, who during the week you're going to find over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or at Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And of course, Saturday mornings right here on this station in the garage with Stan Andrewski. That happens at 8 a.m. Saturday mornings, the best weekend radio show anywhere. But he'll be along in a couple of moments. We'll talk not just about the dangerous driving conditions, because it's still going to be a little rough sledding, but what can this stuff do to your car? That's the question. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Woo! Yeah, well, it is. Congratulations. Self high fives. All the way around. We've made it. That's my point. We've made it. I am here to tell you that if, in fact, I were ever to start a band, I have decided the name would either be Trash Panda or The Trash Pandas. And for those who are trying to figure this out, I scored the first interview with Al. We actually gave him a name. Al, the Trashed Panda from the local Ashland ABC store, and people say, well, I don't know where we're going to find him next. Well, stay tuned to my Facebook pages. You can see the photograph of the first interview that Al granted. Yes, of course it was to me. I'm a local. And he and I both shop at that ABC. Well, he doesn't actually shop. He just steals. I shop. I pay. I know the guys at the counter at that local ABC store in Ashland. It's a good store, but stay away from it. It's ours. And anywho, so there you have it. Hey, tomorrow morning, because I'm just slightly insane, and I do love Emily Morrissey, I'm going to be freezing my, well, you know what I'm going to be freezing. I'm going to be freezing a lot, because I'm going to be riding a shotgun with Emily in the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade tomorrow morning. So that means tomorrow morning, the best weekend radio show anywhere is going to be better than usual, because I won't be there to mess it up. Stan Andrewski, the host of In the Garage with Stan Andrewski, joins us. Talk a little bit about what the heck is going on. Good afternoon, Mr. Andrewski.
Jeff Katz. Good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing on this lovely, humid, and mild day in Central Virginia?
I am just thinking that in Vero Beach right now, it's, well, never mind. And also, you don't have to shovel sunshine, but I'm not thinking any of those things. I'm just thinking about what the heck's going on out there, Stan.
Well, we know that the pavement is definitely wetter when it freezes.
Yes.
And we know that it's slipperier when, for sure, when the first few hours of any kind of rain or storm. And so we're past that, which is a good thing. You still have to be very careful going home. I'm not a weather guy. I just know that we're right on the verge of freezing right now. Tomorrow, though, for the parade, it will be much nicer. So you'll be fine. You're going to be fine. You'll be sitting next to Emily. It'll be great. Everything's going to be great.
It'll be great. Yeah, no, you're right. It'll be great because I'll be sitting next to my pal, Emily, and I think Emily probably has Emily's bracelet she's bringing for the crowd and everything. But I think, if I read it correctly, it's still going to be minus 922 tomorrow morning. So
it will be a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, yeah, we're going to go in tomorrow. I've had, towards the end of the year, we get a lot of questions as it starts getting colder, obviously. We've replaced a lot of batteries the last 2 weeks with the temperature dropping. People asking, why does it happen? You know, some of them have been free replacement through Interstate. I think we had two. I do want to also just thank you in Central Virginia. You know, we are going to give a proceed, even though we did that brake special. We're going to give proceeds for Brakes for Breast in addition to what we did in October. We did almost 80 different vehicles on Black Friday, which we did. Unbelievable prices, really below our cost on all the brake pads. One thing, AutoZone, Advance Auto helped some. AutoZone really went in to start getting manufacturers of these brake pads directly to them and helping us with deals. So we have a great relationship with all of the vendors, but AutoZone really went to bat for us. So I just want to say thank you to AutoZone. And then also, yeah, almost 80 cars, Jeff, and we did some of them multiple front and back. We extended the deal. If they needed them on front and back, they were there. Might as well do it. So we really, really, really enjoyed that. We had the McShin toy drive, which actually is going to end. Let's see. I think it's ending. I'm not prepared. It will actually end on the 9th. So if you haven't been able to bring a toy yet, we're doing half off oil changes, or just bring one by and throw it in a big box at Certified Auto Repair. So pretty excited about that. And we're going also in towards the end of the year on state inspection questions. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I've gotten about 20. You know, last weekend we weren't able to do the show. We had people away for vacation. We had Brian out. We were with family, and we will have a live show tomorrow. And I want to go into some of the state inspections, and I want to clarify some of sort of how the law works and the legislature works. And I don't want to get too political with anybody, but I want to let them know that state inspection is not necessarily law. So you guys need to understand out there the difference between how hard it is to follow one when it doesn't exactly follow the other, right? Some cases it needs to. What do I mean by that? I mean, if you have a certain crack in your windshield, that is defective equipment, and a police officer could give you a ticket for that, right? Pretty sure they still could.
Okay.
But you can have a crack, depending on how big and where it's at on your windshield, still pass state inspection. Just keep those things in mind. It doesn't mean law. So I've just had a lot of questions on state inspections, and I'm not going to try to go over the book. There's a PDF version online that has not been updated with any of the revisions, so good luck reading it. But our state inspection program, as good as our safety troopers are and everything, you know, I've been pushing since John McGuire was local to have that book rewritten and to do things. It's not that it's not safe. It has very good ideas for safety in it, but it's very hard for an average new person to get in there and train on this book because they've revised it 150 times and not updated it on the digital portion. So if you're reading something online, it may not be right. I'm just urging our state police to do better with that. It's not our police officers. It's the people at corporate. And it doesn't help that the city and the state legislature, of Virginia, does not pay any attention or ask them for any advice. They just go in there and change the law. So, again, not trying to get political, but you guys have to understand how important it is when your state inspections start going up to $60 or $80, or the stickers get stolen, or your catalytic converters get cut off, and all these things start happening. You know, you and I have been huge advocates for the middle-class person to lower class, really, that can't afford the type of repairs, and we passed legislation with John McGuire a couple of years to get our converters. We had $40,000 worth of converters in our shop a few years ago stolen right on one weekend. And so it almost totaled some of the customers' cars. We had to pay out of our own pocket, but we went to John McGuire. He got a state inspection bill. It's class 6 million now if you steal one. You have to have VIN numbers of the car. You have to show ID. So in Henrico, Chesterfield, Hanover, all of the catalytic converter thefts are down almost 70% on your cars because of that. So I don't want to be political. I just want to tell you guys, it's very important that you understand I'm out here fighting for you guys, and I'm on a common sense type thing. I'm all about doing things correctly, not politically. So that's what I want you guys to know. And we're going to go into some of that tomorrow. And I have a bunch of questions I'm going to get on the air. And you guys are going to be able to, Central Virginia is going to be able to ask questions about any repair, which I love, and as well as any state inspection question that I could help them with. So we'll have that open tomorrow as well.
I love it. Well, listen, I'll be listening as we're getting ready for the parade. We have to be in place a little early, obviously. You know, if you're just chasing after the float trying to jump on, they get a little upset about that. So they make
sure. Yeah, don't do that. One more exciting thing about tomorrow. One, the parade is very exciting. Two, no, Emily's Bracelet has stuff in stock right now because I just got an email yesterday from them. We're going to load up at Certified and start carrying them over there again. We haven't been able to just because we've been so busy, and I don't even know if she had anything in stock from everything that happened to the family, but I'm getting emails again, so I know I'm going to order some bracelets. But also, Robbie the Ford guy is going to be on tomorrow. No one heard from him in like 6 months. Yep.
Wow.
He's going to be there in your place. So you guys,
well, that is
be ready
great.
For the van tour.
Hey, listen, in my place, he is so much better, so much more knowledgeable than I am. People will actually get legitimate answers to questions instead of some smart aleck saying, just put black tape over it. You know, that's not helping anybody.
you never know. Look, I remember being over at Village Exxon, and me and the great one used to see Volvos and all these old Volkswagens come in. Half of them were professors or students over at U of R, and they'd come in. They just have a little black electrical. It's real. The struggle's real. The black electrical tape is real. Just don't do it anymore because it doesn't solve the problem, and if you have another one, you'll never know it, right? That's the problem with that.
The ostrich school of auto mechanics. Just ignore it. What could possibly go wrong, right?
Nothing at all. Everything is great.
Exactly. Now, Stan, you mentioned batteries. Is that with the temperatures as cold as they are, right? And again, we're looking at an overnight low temperature of 18 degrees. That's legitimately cold. There's no dancing around that. Is it, besides the battery and the air pressure, which obviously we have spoken about extensively, is there one other thing that sort of pops up when the weather gets that cold, or is it just those big two?
No, obviously it's coolant. You know, every time your vehicle comes in with us that we like to check your fluids over. We like to make sure everything's safe. And we do a battery check on everyone that comes in. A lot of times we can prevent it. The new battery testers are phenomenal. They can detect a lot of the problems. But sometimes you'll just have a battery just die. It'll have enough overnight. Most of them, like I said, we carry Interstate at our shop. We have access to others. But the Interstate's been very good because they offer a three-year replacement period. No questions asked. And you get a new one after 3 years. It's prorated. So the cold weather will do it, and part of the deal is making sure you're going to a place that's checking those things out. We don't charge anything to test that battery every time you come and bring your car in. It's just making sure I want you to be as safe and secure as possible in your vehicle, and that's it. Anything we can do to help that without even charging. You know, it's not about the money for us. It's about servicing our customers. We are in a service industry, and we're called to serve people. It's very stressful when their car breaks. For us, it's every day. For them, it can be stressful, and we want to take that stress away and help them out.
Well, it's part of the reason that we love you so very much, and the team at Certified, the team at Arts as well. I am looking forward to doing something I don't always get to do, and that's just listening and enjoying In the Garage with Stan Andruski and even Robbie, the Ford
Rob.
Guy. I was making it more formal by calling him Rob.
Robbie, yeah, he'll be there tomorrow. I can't wait to trash on his Fords.
Oh,
it'll be great.
Oh, all right. Well, I am looking forward to it. Everybody ought to be tuning in for that. Stan, I always appreciate you being here. I certainly appreciate everything that you and the team do at Certified and at Arts. It's just it's an honor to let people know about you. It's going to be an ultimate pleasure tomorrow just sitting back and soaking in some of the real car knowledge.
Really kind, Jeff. Thank you so much for everything. In Central Virginia, stay safe. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Love y'all.
There you go. That is Stan Drewski, or I guess formerly Stan Andruski. But think of how much time we can save if we just consolidate, right? Isn't that that's like a buzzword? And synchronicity or simpatico. I don't know, something with an S. But tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere. Right there in the garage with Stan Andruski and Robbie, the Ford guy. Now, these guys come from very different corners, right? Stan is a big-time Chevy guy. Robbie is a big-time Ford guy, and when they go at it, man, it is great. It's great radio, very entertaining, and really, even more than that, very, very informative. Help keeps you safe. Both of these guys you'll find during the week. Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, and Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. It is, well, I don't know, it's sometime before 6. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Let me just tell you what's happening weather-wise. I know that everybody's dealing with the aftermaths of the weather. Upwards of 2 inches to 3 inches of snow, depending on where you happen to be. Here's what we're looking at overnight. It's 29 degrees for the overnight low. Tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy with a high of 43. Sounds great. Sunday, little cloud, little sun, high of 46. All of that sounds wonderful. Here's the frozen fly in the ointment. The overnight low temperatures for our area do not get above freezing until Wednesday. What does it mean? It means that, in fact, a lot of the stuff that melts during the day is going to refreeze overnight. So don't think you're out of the woods just yet. Are we going to be set for Monday for school? I am still thinking that there are going to be some school divisions. I think they're all going to be open. That's going to be my, well, I don't do predictions. If I were to do predictions, I would say I think they're all going to be open, but I think we're going to see some delays. I do. I think we'll probably see a couple of those 2 hour delays. You want some good news weather-wise? Sure. How about this? Wednesday and Thursday, right around 50 degrees. Okay? I'll take that, because right about now, 50 degrees would feel fantastic. Don't get too comfy, because they're talking about possible snow showers a week from today. I don't know if you noticed, it is winter in central Virginia. Yeah, just the way it is. Coming up at 5:05, my dear friend and my fellow devoted Special Olympics supporter, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard's going to be with us. We will announce, we're going to make it official, what our big challenge is this year. We do crazy things. We do dangerous things to raise money for Special Olympics every year. This year is no exception. And at 5:05, the sheriff and I will announce exactly what we're going to do this year. I think it's going to be interesting. And I do know this. It's going to be at the Texas Inn right here in Richmond. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.